Honolulu Civil Beat brings us our reality check today. Chad Blair here to tell us about the latest with Hawaii's biggest and most expensive municipal project ever, our favorite subject, rail.
Yeah, I haven't talked a whole lot about good morning, Catherine,
good
first
morning.
Of all. But haven't talked a whole lot about rail with COVID-19 the last month or so. But in fact, this story from Marcel Honore is related to COVID-19, because it has slowed down construction and scheduling woes, pushing things back further. So at a HART board meeting yesterday, they came up with an idea. The contractor, STG, that's currently building the segment that goes from about the airport, Honolulu International Airport, Daniel Keanui, to Middle Street, it's not done yet. But why not let them build a few blocks further, about a third of a mile? This is into Dillingham by now. This would take it to Pu'uhale Road in Kalihi. That's just right past OCCC. And the idea behind this is, well, you know, they're already working on the project. They could keep construction going. It might, in fact, in the long run, turn out to be a better use of money. And, of course, as we all know, this project keeps going up. The current figure is $9 billion.
Right. And I know, you know, they want to get ahead, but they've got to make sure that we're doing this all legally, right? That it's not going to run afoul
by
of
no,
procurement.
Yeah, by no means a done deal. In fact, procurement was brought up by board members yesterday. Do you violate the state procurement laws? You got to be careful about that. Remember, the federal government is still investigating rail. We haven't heard much about that lately, but we do know the investigation continues. You got to make sure the FTA is okay with this too. Remember, they're the ones with that big matching fund that is critical to completing the project in terms of finances. But there seemed to be some indication that trade groups, unions, generally supportive. You know, maybe not a bad idea to stick with the contractor that's already on board, right? Rather than bring somebody in new. This, however, does not change, at least from what I can tell from Marcel's reporting, that last segment. Remember, that's the one that's been delayed, the one that will take us from Middle Street, or now maybe it's Pu'uhale Street, to Ala Moana Center. And that's the one where HART has been trying to find a PPP, right, a public-private partnership to take care of that last segment of the rail line.
Right, not to be confused with PPE, which we've been hearing about with COVID.
That's funny. That's a good one, and that's a good thing. A public-private partnership. That award has been delayed at least until August. We're told that there are at least two finalists vying for that contract. But you know, right now there has been talk about delaying. If I heard last, I heard correctly. Remember, this was going to open at least for limited run. The first segment of the rail line from East Kapolei to wherever it's completed. The goal was to get that maybe up by October or November. I'm not sure if that's still exactly on target because of the delays due to COVID, but that is the hope. The full rail line, not until, gosh, I think it's 2025.
Yeah, I think when we talked with Andy Robbins, he was saying that he thinks the October thing would slip by 3 weeks, but a lot, I think, depends on what the FTA says, right? And they're hoping for some flexibility.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's also other concerns that remain as well, along with, remember, this is going into Dillingham. This is a very congested area. You're going to have to deal with utility cost, burying those electricity lines and so forth. And then there's also a big risk still awaiting HART, and this is condemning or at least taking over, paying for the properties that they're going to need in order to build the elevated rail. Howard Hughes Corporation, which is very active in Kaka'aka, owns a lot of those. Some disagreement on how much those lands are worth may have to be settled in court.
Yeah, I thought that was a really interesting part of the story. I didn't realize there were so many parcels that they were going to...
Right, and not really having to worry about it until now that it is, in fact, nearing Dillingham.
Right. One other thing that I thought was really intriguing out of that story was... just the technology, right? we have all these Zoom meetings and everything else, and there was a hiccup.
Yeah, the board did not vote on the matter, but what Marcel was telling me, what's in the story, is they had problems with that software that they were using to meet. I don't know whether it was Zoom or whatever the case is, but it essentially collapsed. Screens go dark. This has been a challenge for you know, the Senate and House committees, for the mayor's office, for the state government when he has his press conferences with the governor. But, you know, you can't meet in person, right, because of social distancing.
Right, right. So, oh, well. All right, we'll see what happens. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Catherine.
All right. Thanks so much, Chad. That was Honolulu Civil Beat's Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. To read Marcel Henry's story about the rail project, visit civilbeat.org.